Police in Europe won a battle in the war on terrorism Thursday with the announcement of arrest in a joint operation against suspected militants. Italy's anti-terrorism chief, Giuseppe Governale, called the arrest the most important international police operation in Europe in 20 years. Officials say the operation targeted members of a Norway-based Iraqi Kurdish terrorist group. They said the group used the internet to reach new members and sent them to fight in Iraq and Syria with the Islamic State group. Police accused the group of plotting attacks against Norwegian and British diplomats in the Middle East. At least 13 people were arrested in Italy, Britain, and Norway. In addition, police seized documents and other objects in searches of more than 20 premises. The searches were the work of officials from Italy, Germany, Finland, Norway, Switzerland, and Britain. Italian officials identified Naimuddin Ahmad Faraj as the ideological leader of the group. They said he is in prison in Norway. He is also called Mullah Krikar. He was jailed earlier this year after being found guilty of urging others to kill a Kurdish immigrant in Norway. His Norwegian lawyer told reporters suspicions against Krikar have largely been based on false accusations. Norway and the United States have accused him of financing the group Ansar al-Islam. Separately, Turkey's state-operated news agency says police detained 11 people Thursday in Istanbul. They were captured in a new security operation against suspected Islamic State militants. I'm Jonathan Evans.